What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I have to call an audible. We are going to get to the quarterback list. We'll talk about Trey Smith. There has been no developments. The Royals are 47-50. For the most part, you guys know the news. But this is very important. I just saw this. Rob, did you know that Frank Clark got married this weekend? It's your job to tell me this important information. Congratulations to Frank Clark, he and his new wife. I'm sure they're somewhere on an amazing honeymoon. Congratulations to Frank Clark. The only reason why I'm mad at you for not telling me this is we would have been playing this once an hour.
Past two games, he's gained 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we weren't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We're sending this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me, and all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that in KC. KC, ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, there's no change. Look at the.
Go join.
That audio, it gets me every time. It's so good. They hadn't even won the Super Bowl yet. You just knew when you heard that promo, oh, they're beating whoever they're playing. We didn't even know yet. They're going to win that game. I don't know who they're playing, but they're going to beat them.
My favorite part is James Harden at the end. All right, go enjoy it.
You know what to say. What do you say after that? Who said that? I still don't know who said it. I'm confused. I'm still trying to figure out the person who said that, Frank. Congratulations to you and your wife. You just got married over the weekend. All right, this is what I would like to do. This is how I would like to spend a good part of this segment. You know that we love to argue about lists. Oh, there's nothing that makes me happier on this show other than bothering Rob with running backs or occasionally getting a dig in at Kansas to tell you guys about a list. So ESPN, they do a position group every day for like, 11-12-day stretch or whatever. So today was quarterbacks. These are NFL executives, coaches, and scouts. This is how they have it ranked. I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Baker Mayfield. Number 9, Jalen Hurts. Number 8, Jared Goff. Number 7, Justin Herbert. 6, Matthew Stafford. Now from 5 to 1. Jaden Daniels at 5, Lamar at 4, Joe Burrow at 3, Josh Allen at 2, Patrick Mahomes at 1. That's who they have as the top 10 quarterbacks currently in the league. Now, a couple of things. I'm not mad that Jaden Daniels is number 5. I just wouldn't have put him at number 5. I would have put Jared Goff. If I was an NFL exec, coach, or scout, and they handed me that sheet of paper and told me to rank him, I would have put Jared Goff at number 5. I think he's done it for a decent enough sample. He's had success in this league, taken two teams deep in the playoffs, took one team to a Super Bowl, took another team to an NFC championship game, was in the MVP conversation late last year. I think that Jared Goff is the fifth best quarterback in the league. I'm not mad at Jaden Daniels, but that's what I would have done. This is the thing that upsets me the most. Can anybody explain to me why Justin Herbert is number seven on this list? I don't get it. Justin Herbert is the least accomplished out of his peers. Yes, he puts up very good fantasy football numbers. If you're looking for a daily fantasy quarterback, or you're looking to draft a quarterback in the eighth round, I don't know when you draft quarterbacks in fantasy. I don't play it. But I'm assuming Justin Herbert is a really good player to pick. I am. I'm certain that he's a good player to do it. Every one of his peers have done something in the league. Oh, well, Lamar's never won anything. I mean, he's won two MVPs and taken a team to the playoffs, AFC championship game. Josh Allen's won an MVP. Baker Mayfield's taken two different teams to the playoffs, won games with both of them. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game with the Cleveland Browns. He won a Heisman Trophy. Like, every one of his peers have accomplished something other than Justin Herbert. He puts up really cool Madden numbers is what he does. That's what he does. If you're looking for somebody to throw for 4,200 yards and 30 touchdowns, but you want to lose in the first round, then go get Justin Herbert. You know who he is. He's a guy that puts up a lot of points for the New Orleans Pelicans. That's who he is. He averages 24 points a game for the New Orleans Pelicans. They're not going to be in the play-in. They're not going to make any noise. He just puts up a lot of empty buckets. That's what Justin Herbert has done so far in his career. And as I was starting to read this, it honestly made me kind of mad. Justin Herbert's immense talent keeps him in the top seven, but hasn't yet vaulted him to the first tier of quarterbacks despite elite production. Quote, he's always been a top five to top eight quarterback, accurate at all levels, athletic, sound decision maker. Hold on. Sound decision maker. He threw four interceptions in their last playoff game. Sound decision maker. Win. Quote, it's almost like he's underrated now, in my opinion. He's getting taken for granted. What are we? Okay. Elite production. He's never got his team to win the division. He's never won a playoff game. Elite production? Stop it. What's the argument for putting Justin Herbert seventh on this list? What's the argument for putting him ahead of Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, and Baker Mayfield? Explain to me how Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than any one of those three individuals based on the information that we have right now. I'm not even mad at Jaden Daniels being number five. That's not what I would have done, but I'm not mad at it. You got to explain to me how Herbert's still a top 10 quarterback in the league. You got to explain it to me. You got to. Because again, everybody else in this top 10, they've done something. Even Jaden Daniels. He just took his team to the NFC Championship game. They won double-digit games this past year. He won Rookie of the Year. Jaden Daniels has done something in a short period of time. Stafford's done something. Goff. What has Justin Herbert done other than have nice hair? He didn't do nothing in college. He's done nothing in the NFL. I'm sick of it. I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm not going to defend Justin Herbert. I would guess, and this is a guess, not a defense of Justin Herbert, because you know how the text line gets, oh, Rob said this. He was defending, just as a guess on the people that had Justin Herbert at seven, is that he has all the physical tools where a person like Baker or Jared Goff doesn't.
He looks the part.
Correct.
Is that what we're saying? He looks the part.
I would imagine if you were polling executives, a little part of the equation for them, the people whose job it is to draft players, which part of that equation is how they look, I would imagine looking the part is part of the story for those execs. I don't believe that should be a thing, but I'm imagining it carries a lot of weight because getting off the bus, Justin Herbert has the physical stature and even warmups, hucking the ball around. He has the ability. He has the look of a dude who's just special at quarterback. And then the clock starts and he's fine in the regular season. And then the clock starts in the postseason. He can't do it. But that's my guess on why NFL executives on this list would have him in their top 10. That's my guess.
Empty buckets. Yes, he looks the part. He's 6'6", 240. He puts up nice numbers in the regular season. It looks good. I agree. If it's third and seven, and your team needs to convert this first down, you think Justin Herbert gets you down the field? Because in his two playoff opportunities, his team blew an incredible lead. The next year, he played his worst game of the postseason, or his worst game of the season in the postseason. I hate when certain quarterbacks, we make all the excuses in the world for why they're not good. We do that same thing with Trevor Lawrence, too. Well, I mean, that first year, look at who we had as head coach. Then he had this guy, and then they didn't get him enough weapons. We fall over ourselves to defend them. We're starting to do that same thing with Justin Herbert, too. If you were telling me that he has had elite production, then how has he not been able to elevate his team? Tell me how. When I've seen C.J. Stroud, who doesn't have the infrastructure, doesn't have the head coach, doesn't have all of these things, he's taken his team to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons and won a game in back-to-back seasons. How has he been able to do it? We're talking about a quarterback now heading into year six, now heading into 28 years old. He doesn't have a single playoff win. Not a one. We're talking about some guys don't get their team to the Super Bowl. He doesn't have a wild card win. He can't be in my top 10. I don't care. I don't want him. Get away from me. I can't vote for him. That's all I want to talk about with that list. It upset me when I saw it. Justin Herbert, he has fooled me enough. You guys call me Chargers Dot, and I get why you call me Chargers Dot, and I'm trying to distance myself from that because I don't want to be associated with Justin Herbert anymore. He's cost me too many times. He's gotten me laughed at for years now, and I'm sick of it. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want nothing to do with him. He's been fooling us for years. He's three games over 500 as a quarterback with no playoff wins and no memories to speak of. Keep him away from me. One thing I want to play for you guys, two things actually I want to play for you guys related to this. One is Kevin Clark. He was asked, is the gap closing between Patrick Mahomes and the other quarterbacks in the NFL? Here's what he said.
But here's the deal. The gap is closing because the reason Mahomes was one of the best passers we've ever seen when he came into the league was the deep ball. And how many times you'd take those screen grabs and you'd say, hey, this play where Patrick Mahomes has three guys around him, he's going to roll to his right and hit Tyreek Hill for a 45-yard touchdown. Or he's going to find Travis Kelce sitting down in the zone for a 35-yard gain. That has not happened the last couple years. Mm-hmm. Why? The answer is a little bit of everything. Offensive line has gotten worse. The chemistry down the field has gotten worse. But here's the deal. It has to get better this year. Four straight years. His completion percentage on deep balls over 20 yards has gone down. It was 47% in 2021. It's now under 30%. Average depth of target is the lowest in the league over the past 2 years. That should not be happening. He should not have a worse deep ball, and I've said it a million times, just statistically, than Daniel Jones and Cooper Rush. It shouldn't be happening anywhere. There should be no excuses for that. That's not necessarily on Patrick Mahomes, although some of them are just misses down the field. Some of it's just Xavier Worthy walking out of bounds against the Buffalo Bills. Someone's got to figure out how to bring this all together. Maybe Josh Simmons, the first-round tackle, if he's healthy at Ohio State, maybe he's the piece there where he gets you a couple more seconds there in the backfield. Mahomes has to get more comfortable. The receivers have to get more comfortable downfield. But that is the reason the gap is closing, not closed, than with the rest of those guys, Allen, Jackson, obviously, and Burrow.
To a certain extent, I understand that. I think those are very valid points. I think those are all good. You guys know my stance on this, and you're allowed to disagree. The regression that I think people are noticing with Mahomes, to me, is much more about the pieces and parts than the player. If we are going back to when the Mahomes deep ball was dangerous, they had Tyreek Hill. So you combined Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Yeah, the deep ball was open. Yeah, it was incredible. And then we got Travis Kelce in the middle of the field. It was really hard to defend Kansas City. Last season, it wasn't super hard to defend the Chiefs in week six. You have an aging Travis Kelce. The Chiefs really couldn't run the ball very well last year. Xavier Worthy was still in the middle of figuring things out. I don't know who you're supposed to have these deep, explosive plays with. If we looked it up and we were like, hey, who are the best deep ball players, best deep ball quarterbacks in the league? I'm guessing when we find the stats, it's going to be they have A.J. Brown as their deep threat. They got T. Higgins and Jamar Chase as their deep threat. Because explosive plays are usually generated by explosive players. So this season, I am excited if we're looking at the Chiefs' offense to get back to what it was back in the day. Can you get a healthy Rashee Rice? And if you can combine a healthy Rashee Rice with a healthy Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown is in the middle, and you can throw that speed and versatility at people, I think you open things up downfield with the deep ball. This really isn't that hard to figure out. Teams defend the Chiefs very differently now because the Chiefs don't really have a lot of dynamic weapons that can beat you on offense. They didn't last year. Xavier Worthy wasn't really a dynamic player until week 12, week 13. You don't get explosive plays from Travis Kelce anymore. I know you guys get mad when I say that. The numbers suggest that you don't get explosive plays from Travis Kelce anymore. You might can get a first down. You're not getting an explosive play from Travis Kelce anymore. So to me, that gap is closing because I think the parts are around him are worse. And if Rashee Rice develops to be a legitimate number one top 12 receiver in the league, I think you'll see a lot of that explosiveness come back to the offense because you've given him a high impact weapon to throw the ball to. Last cut related to this I want to play. This is Dan Orlowski. He was on there talking about Jalen Hurts and where he would rank him on this list.
The most dependent position in sports. And then there's also some places that are so good that it does force you to ask,
okay,
all right. Because I think there's two levels.
Because that's the Hurts thing.
Absolutely. Okay. I think there's two 100% levels of, as a quarterback, 100%. When our roster or our play caller or our scheme is average to below, mm-hmm, can you keep us in a fight? Like, can you keep us in games? Can you keep us as a playoff contender? And that's where I think there's probably 9 or 10 guys that do that in the NFL. Then, when our roster is as good as most and our scheme and play, can we win a championship with you? And then I think that's, again, that same group. Mm-hmm. That's where Jalen is. But it's not like Jalen was the only guy that, like Patrick, when he won some of those Super Bowls, he's the only cat winning them. I truly believe that.
Okay.
I truly believe that.
This is where I think it's unfair for quarterbacks. And Rob, you've heard me say this before. It's kind of a double-edged sword. If you don't have enough weapons and you don't produce, they call you a bum. You then get enough weapons. You get a surplus of weapons. You play really well. And then they're telling you you're not good because you have a lot of good teammates. It's a very weird argument that we do with these guys. Now, there's no question. Jalen Hurts is in a great situation. Brock Purdy is in a great situation. But it feels to me with certain quarterbacks, we just find ways to kind of poke at their success. We do that same thing with Joe Burrow. Well, look at who you got. You got Jim. Well, what are we doing here? Like, this Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Like, Terry Bradshaw had Lynn Swann. And this is how it works. I think it's really unfair. Now, I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts is Joe Montana, but you get the point that I'm making. Troy Aikman had Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith. You play with good teammates. That's how you have success. That's how you build a great team. I hear football's the ultimate team game, and then we get mad that you play with a good team. It's very, very odd how we break down the quarterback position. You cannot justify putting Justin Herbert over Jalen Hurts to me. You can't justify it. I'm sorry. I don't care what the numbers. I don't care about any of that. I watch the games. I've seen Jalen Hurts against who we think is the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. I've seen twice him perform well in the Super Bowl, and one of those times they won. I'm sorry. I can't do it. One player has more Super Bowl wins than the other person has playoff wins. You can't make an argument to me that Justin Herbert's better than Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. I know. Well, I know. If they switch teams, well, I can't go off that. I can go off the information that we have in the games that I'm watching. And I'm sorry. I cannot do it. All right, Rob, why don't we do this? There are two local stories, two local things that I want to get to in the hits. Hit the button.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
All right, hit number one, Rob, since we don't have Baker. What did you do to upset Baker University? They were a proud, longstanding sponsor of this show. Did you upset them? Because I didn't do anything.
I have no beef with any school that is represented by a Wildcat in the state of Kansas.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
That's a lie. We know that to be a fact. That's a lie.
All I'm saying is, if you're a Wildcat in Kansas, I got no beef with you.
Do you think that any of the local schools like us? Missouri fans don't like me. Kansas fans don't like me. I'm also not very sure if I'm popular with K-State. Is there any local college fan base that's like, oh, we like him?
No.
They don't like you either. They don't like us.
You know what's crazy? I think Mizzou fans might dislike you the most, and you're the Mizzou guy.
No, for sure. No, that's true. Of all the schools, the Missouri fans might dislike me the most, which is very odd.
I don't think it's even really close.
This is the weird thing about fandom. They expect you to be a part of the same cult. I'm like, no, I don't want to be in your cult. I can't just cheer for the team. Like, I don't know. Fandom is weird. You got to, like, always agree. Like, if you want to be a fan of a team and be accepted, you got to agree to be hypnotized. You can never push back on anything they do. They're the best. Like, I don't want to sign up for this. I didn't sign up to be part of your cult. That does not sound fun to me. I think that's why the Missouri fans dislike me.
Remember there was a big fight on the internet that you were on, Mizzou fans got mad at you because you were like, they weren't a game away from the playoff, and Mizzou fans
happens
like,
how dare you? It happens like twice a year, yeah, no. I just make the Missouri fans mad. People start like, well, I've never seen your Twitter account before. You like created one to argue with me. This is weird. I don't know why, where you came from.
The only time K-State didn't like you is when you told Gene Taylor that his school isn't going to be good enough to be kept in a conference. They were pretty mad about that. Message boards were popping that day.
I did say that.
Gene, welcome to the show. Are you sad that your school is too small time to be in a conference?
I didn't phrase it like that, but the way you say it, that's crazy. Somebody said, C-Dot, you can come cheer for Mid-America Nazarene. Yeah, I got no issues with them. I'm shout out to them. What's their school mascot? What's Mid-America Nazarene? What are they, the Patriots or something?
I think Pioneers.
Yeah, what's a Pioneer?
I don't know. Briscoe went there, I think. Briscoe will know.
Yeah, what's a Pioneer in this context?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just, what's their mascot, Petey?
I mean, it might be a like person from the Old West, like a cowboy type looking person.
What do you think the mascot's name is if they're the Pioneers? What do you think?
Petey.
Bartholomew.
No, it's got to be alliteration. Peter.
Can we look it up? Can we look up what Mid-America Nazarene's mascot is? I would desperately like to know. I do actually want to talk about these two things. Number one, we are 22 hours away from finding out about Trey Smith. We're 22 hours away. I'm figuring it out. It is kind of odd. There really hasn't been a whole lot of information. I don't know. There's not much coming out. Both sides are playing this very close to the vest. They still got time to figure it out. I'm not worried about it by any sense. It would greatly benefit both sides to reach a long-term extension. That's the best way to put it. It would be on both sides' best interest to reach a long-term deal. We had Joe Corey on the show last week, and he talked about how Trey Smith has the leverage in their negotiations.
But when you traded away your other guard and you stuck the franchise tag on him, you shifted that thing big time. He has all the leverage. He's sitting there going, well, he signed a tag pretty quickly, which was smart, because it became fully guaranteed at that point. If you have an unsigned tender, it could be revoked. So that's now out of the equation. He's looking at it, and his people looking at it, well, I can play for my 23-4, and then I'm going to be a free agent next year. Because he probably, based on history in terms of what happens when you have a Pro Bowl caliber offensive guard hit the open market, it's happened on maybe five occasions in the past decade, that got the market. So that's probably going to happen if you let him get out there. But it did surprise me between the tag and the trade. He's got the hammer, and if he's taking the approach, I'm leaving that to my agents, it's going to be used. They're not going to show a lot of mercy to the Chiefs unless he gave them specific marching orders that when we get to July 15, I'll take the best deal that's on the table. If he didn't, then Kansas City could have a problem. But you don't trade Tooney and stick the tag on him not to get a deal done.
That was Joel Corey. He joined us on the show last week. We'll certainly see what happens. Nate Taylor is scheduled to join us. He's actually going to join us from Bristol tomorrow at 3:00. Tomorrow, whose day do we start with? There's somebody tomorrow. Whose day starts tomorrow?
The University of Kansas.
Tomorrow is Kansas Day on the show. We've actually done some of this. I've already talked to Travis Goff.
Your favorite AD in the city.
Yeah, I actually did. I'm going to tell you guys. I actually kind of like Travis Goff. I talked to him last week. He kind of had me ready to make a donation to the Williams Fund. I was like, man, you're kind of good at this. I see how you be hustling up this NIL money. Are we getting Lance Leipold tomorrow?
We are working on Lance Leipold as we speak.
That's a no. I know Rob speak. When he says we're working on it, we ain't getting him.
We are working on a player or two.
Oh, my goodness. We ain't getting nobody. We're going to get Ryan Robertson to call into the show for KU Day. That's who we got. We got Tyrell Reed coming
on. It's a great day to have Jared Haas on the show.
That's what we're having. You want me to get Greg Gurley to call in? What's going on here? I can already tell what you're about to do. You're up to some nonsense. I knew it. I just have two Royals thoughts that I want to share with you guys. I went to the game on Saturday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit, what my Saturday looked like. But I had two observations as I was at the Royals game on Saturday. My first observation is Jack Caglione, he does hit into some spectacular outs, I will say. I mean, he's hitting 120, so I mean, I can only put so much qualifications on it. But when he hits into an out, it is a very entertaining out. I mean, he hit one ball hard into the hole at short. That was, or second, that was, all right, that was good. I was like, all right, you know what? That's tough luck. Then he had a very entertaining fly out. I mean, he's hitting into a lot of outs. Don't get me wrong. He don't walk. He hits into a lot of outs. But at least they're spectacular outs. They are fun. I'm still very intrigued by Jack Caglione. I know some people are not. I was on that Royals Facebook group. I don't know if they actually like me over there on their Facebook group because I posted on Twitter that I'm not very popular over there either. A lot of people over there are very mad at Jack Caglione. I'm not mad about him. And Bobby Witt, he does some amazing things. He made an incredible defensive play on Saturday. He made another incredible defensive play on Sunday. He stole a base on Saturday that would have put the Royals in a position to tie the game. They said he was out. I still don't think he was out. Bobby Witt Jr., he does some very, very amazing things on the baseball field. Coming up on the other side, I want to tell you guys about my Saturday in Kansas City. I think you'll enjoy it. Keep it right here. So drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Rob, I found a new list for us to argue about. I was going to tell you guys the story. Honestly, I don't want to tell you the story anymore. Rob, I have not seen this list. I just pulled it up, and it actually goes from 25 to 1. So we're going to learn this in real time. Are you ready? The Athletic put out the top 25 college basketball players of the last 25 years. Are you ready to argue this?
I feel like I know who should be number one, but I'm excited to find out.
Let's do it. All I know is they got Jay Williams at 19.
Okay. So far, what? Oh, okay. All right.
Already there were 18 college basketball players better than Jay Williams. Okay. All right. That's, okay. I'm interested.
We're about to have some nonsense here.
All right. Where do you want to start? You want to start at 15?
Let's start at 15.
Okay. Outside the top 15, Jimmer Fredette is 16.
Jimmer Fredette was ahead of Jay Williams?
Yeah, he was.
Let's just start at 15. I don't have time to argue about 22. It just
Jay Williams was a better college basketball player than Jimmer Fredette.
By a lot.
A great deal. All right, you ready? 15, Adam Morrison. 14, Shabazz Napier. 13, Frank Kaminsky. Number 12, Dwayne Wade. Number 11, Doug McDermott. So those are the players right outside the top 10. What do you make of that list? Doug McDermott, D. Wade, Frank Kaminsky, Shabazz Napier, and Adam Morrison. That's who they have is 11 through 15.
I don't think Shabazz Napier should be where he is.
Very high for Shabazz Napier.
Shabazz Napier was a good player. He had one really good tournament run.
100%.
The other guys.
You can't tell me Shabazz Napier is better than Jay Williams. You cannot argue that to me.
Dwayne Wade was awesome. Like, I have no problem with that. The other guys on that list, McDermott won Naismith Player of the Year. Kaminsky won Naismith Player of the Year. Like, those are guys who won Player of the Year. And also Shabazz Napier. Like, okay. Better than Jimmer, too. Okay, the top 10 is going to make me mad. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do this right now. Before we keep going, I don't know. I honestly, I don't know who it is. Who do you think is number one? I think number one is Tyler Hansbrough.
I agree. Tyler Hansbrough, he has to be number one. I cannot imagine anyone else.
Okay, let's see.
Unless you have, I mean, maybe Joakim Noah, but that's the only other person I could think of.
Let's see. Number 10. Kevin Durant. Number 9, Zach Edey.
Okay. All right. What are we doing?
Number 8, Tyler Hansbrough.
Oh, my God.
They have number 8 for Tyler Hansbrough.
Barely above Zach Edey.
Hold on. In the history of the ACC, no player has scored more points than Tyler Hansbrough. So there's 7 better college players than Tyler Hansbrough? How are we so off on this?
It's about to be a bunch of guys who are good pros, and I'm going to be mad.
What is happening?
Shea's about to be like number 3, and I'm going to be angry. It's just I can see it coming from a mile away.
You know, I'm big on Wikipedia. What have you done? He won a national championship. He won National College Player of the Year. He was a consensus first team All-American his last 3 years. He was second team All-American as a freshman at North Carolina. He was first team all ACC all 4 years he was in school. What are we doing?
Didn't he go to 3 Final Fours? At least 2 Final Fours. Okay. All right. It's nuts.
Ready
whatever.
To keep going?
Yes.
Number 7, Shane Battier.
Now, Shane Battier was really good. Really good
Shane
career,
Battier was really good in college. He was really good.
I don't think he's better than Hansbrough, but he deserves the top 10.
Number 6, Jameer Nelson. I wouldn't put him ahead of Tyler.
I wouldn't put him in the top 10.
He was better than Jay Williams?
No. Good top 25, I have no problem with. J.J. Redick now needs to be in the top 5, by the way.
He might be number 1 now.
That's the only other name.
I mean, no one. He's probably 4. Number 5, Kemba Walker.
Okay, that's fair. That one's fair.
Number 4, Anthony Davis.
I don't see that as a top 5 college player, but that's era one and done era. That's fine.
I think 3 is going to be Michael Beasley. I haven't seen it yet. I think 3 is going to be Beasley.
If Beasley's 3, that's fine. I think Durant had a better one and done than Anthony Davis did as far as, like, pure greatness.
They won a championship.
Yeah, that's true.
Best player on a championship team.
Championship team was also stacked with pros.
Yeah, for sure.
Kevin Durant was just on a regular team.
Number 3, Steph Curry.
I guess. I mean,
Steph Curry was not a better college player than Jay Williams.
No.
Williams is criminally underseeded now going through this exercise.
I think what we're learning is exactly what I said. Steph Curry had a great pro career. Like he had a good career at Davidson. Don't get me wrong, but he was not better at Davidson than Jay Williams was at Duke.
Yeah, I agree.
Or Shane Battier was at Duke.
Number two, Jalen Brunson. I'm not mad at Brunson being that high.
Brunson's a really I hated that team, but he was a really good college player.
Number one, Carmelo Anthony.
What?
Number one, Carmelo.
Where's J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick's not in the top
15? He's not 16? He's not 18?
He wasn't one of the top 15 college basketball players in the last 25 years. Let me find where J.J. Redick is. We couldn't have been more wrong about this list now in hindsight.
Also, Melo, really good college player. Don't get me wrong.
Hold on, let me get this
not
right.
Not better than Kevin Durant.
They have Russ Smith. J.J. has to... There's some reason why J.J. Redick's not
on
here.
Did J.J. go to school in 99? It was like he started in 99. He's disqualified. That has to be it.
Emeka Okafor is 18. Jay Williams is 19. Joakim Noah, Blake Griffin. They have J.J. Redick at 22.
That's
J.J.
nonsense.
Redick started college in 02.
That's nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. It's fine if he's not one. He's not 22.
I just want to know in what world are we arguing that Russ Smith was a better college basketball player than J.J. Redick was. What's happening?
Now I just want
to might as well finish the list. Michael Beasley at 23. All right, I don't want to see this anymore. We should have done that now.
Just stupid.
Beasley at 23? You're telling me there were 22 better players in college basketball the last 25 years than Michael Beasley was?
This is going
to
sound like
hating. Look at this. Let me read this to you. Michael Beasley played 33 games at K-State. He averaged 26 points, 12 rebounds, and shot 54%. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, just...
There was 23? Then you know what I'd much rather you do than... I'd much rather you put the one and dones in a different category.
Correct. Then. And even then, I know it's going to come off like, hey, because Syracuse beat Kansas and whatever. Carmelo Anthony was not the best one and done we've seen. He just wasn't. Kevin Durant was the best one and done we've seen. Kevin Durant.
I don't mind you putting Carmelo number one. I'm saying is ahead of those guys. We're saying just one and done.
If it's just one and done, yeah. He's not the best college player we've seen, but I will at least have a conversation about best one and done.
J.J. Redick at 22 is nuts to me. I mean, legitimately nuts to me.
Michael Beasley at 23 might be stupider.
24, Nick Collison. I ain't mad at Nick Collison being on this list.
Nick Collison should be on the list.
I mean, I wish I could hate, but I can't hate on Nick Collison.
I mean, he should be ahead of Russ Smith, but that's not
here. Number five, they have Zion Williamson and Cooper Flagg. We're tied.
So we just, never mind. We need to go break. I don't want to talk about this list anymore. So let's just make me mad.
Who are some of the honorable mentions? Now I'm trying to find the honorable mention guys. Oh my goodness.
I mean,
J.J. Redick not in the top 20? You ready for the honorable mention?
It's going to make me more mad, but yes, far away.
T.J. Ford, Buddy Hield, Kevin Love, Chris Paul, Drew Timmy. Drew Timmy's a good one. That's a good answer. And John Wall. Those are the honorable mentions. So those would be 26 to 30.
I don't know on what earth, what planet, Russ Smith was a better college player than T.J. Ford, but okay. All right.
And John Wall.
Here we sit.
Oh, you know who's not on here? Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose 1 year. What did Russ Smith do? Did we forget the Russ Smith era in Louisville?
He wasn't even... Was he on the team that won the title? I mean, he wasn't even the best player on that team. That was Peyton Siva.
I don't care what team he was on. Russ Smith was... He was getting buckets like that at Louisville and we just forgot?
When I think about Louisville guards, think Peyton Siva and Donovan Mitchell. I do not think Russ Smith.
Russ Smith was
Luke
out
Hancock,
there.
Luke Hancock, I think about before Russ Smith.
Russ was out here hooping, bro.
Where's Trey Burke? I mean,
this is a fun list. I just like arguing about
I don't
about
like this list at all.
This list is infuriating. This list is bad. No, this was
real bad.
This was a bad list. You guys, I swear to you, I did not see this before. Normally, I've seen it. I prepped. No, that was all in real time. That was our real reaction to this list. Goodness gracious. I can't believe where they put J.J. Redick. I mean, Carmelo's one and done year. You kind of hating a little bit. Carmelo averaged 22
and
10.
Really special.
Carmelo averaged 22 and 10 and shot 46% of the true freshman, and he took him to the championship and they won. I'm with you. If you're talking like individual numbers, Kevin Durant's individual season, Beasley's individual season, it's hard to argue that there was a college basketball player who had a better year than Carmelo Anthony's 1 year at Syracuse. I understand why he's number one on this list. Tyler Hansbrough's had the best career of any college basketball player the last 25 years. The fact that they found seven ahead of him is wild. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
So I was going to tell you guys this, and we were going to talk about this before we got distracted by the college basketball list. So my friend, we worked together at CBS Sports Radio. He had never been to Kansas City. He came into town. He tries to go see his Mets playing one visiting ballpark, and this year was Kansas City. So it was my first time meeting him. We've known each other for years, but, you know, I live in Kansas City. He lives in New York. We just work remote. So he came to Kansas City. I'm like, hey, I'll show you around. I've lived here my whole life. I feel like I know what's going on in Kansas City. So we were just hanging out and going places. And it was very interesting to see Kansas City through the eyes of a tourist. Just thinking about it in a sense of, if I'm only in Kansas City for 24, 48 hours, what are the things that I need to see? What are the things that I need to do? So it was very interesting to see it through that lens. Now, I had a couple of observations, like things you just know, but when I'm looking at it through this lens, it was a very interesting exercise. Number one, that cheesy corn at Jack Stack is amazing. Like, I don't know what they're doing that nobody else is doing with the cheesy corn, but I'm here telling you, it is incredible. Really, really good. Rob, it was also really interesting to, I ate barbecue, like for the last 6 days, I've had barbecue. Like, I judged this rib contest yesterday out of Hollywood. I had barbecue with him for back-to-back days. I did something else and I had barbecue. It really stood out to me how different every place in Kansas City is. So, for example, I got ribs on Friday night at Jack Stack, and then Saturday we went to Gates. Two very different places. And just like eating the ribs, and I'm like, these taste drastic. Like, I knew this, but just having them so close to each other just like really, really made this obvious. And then to hear someone's opinion who had never had Gate sauce before, like, I wish I could go back in time and eat Gate sauce for the first time. He's like, what is that? I'm like, some of the best barbecue sauce in the world. It's amazing. So to see it through the eyes of someone that's not from here, and then just trying to think of things like, oh, what are things you need to see in a very short period of time? So we went to Union Station. He's kind of looking around and, oh, this is kind of cool. Yeah, hey, this is where the draft was and this is where this thing was. And you've probably seen this on television. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I've seen this place before. Then we go up to the Liberty Memorial. You know, you get that great view that like overlooks the scenes. Like, oh, it's cool. I'm like, yeah, no, this is, you know, Kansas City. So we did that. We went to the Scout. We went to the statue. I'm like, you've seen this on Sunday Night Football. You've seen this view of the city a million times. Like, oh yeah, I remember this. And we also went to the Boulevard Beer Hall. And I told him, you got to get this flight. So I got him a flight of, it was Boulevard Wheat, Space Camper, their Pale Ale, and Tank 7. Now, maybe that wasn't the right four beers to get. You guys can tell me if that's the case. But it felt like if you've never had Boulevard before, that's the four that you at least need to try. Now, everyone has their favorite off of those. And, you know, you got to be here for the holiday season and get the Nutcracker. And I like the Quirk. And maybe you like these other beers. But just a standard, if you want the Welcome to Kansas City beer pack, I feel like those are the four to try out. It was a very fun weekend. And I felt like a tourist, like walking around the plaza. And I'm like, oh, I just, now, you know, I've, this person is experiencing all of these things for their very first time. Someone said, please say you went to Gates. No, I did go to Gates. We did go to Gates. We went to Jack Stack on Friday and went to Gates on Saturday. We were going to go to Joe's one of the days, and that line was, it was crazy.
And it's probably hot outside, makes it worse.
Yeah. And I told him, because he was like, no, I'm not going to come and go to a Chiefs game. I'm like, yeah, whenever you want to go to the Chiefs game, we can go. And I was like, we'll go to Gates, or we'll go to Joe's then. I had a lot of fun today. I really had a lot of fun today with today's show. Special thanks to everybody who joined us today. Tomorrow is KU Day. It is also going to be Trey Smith Day. We got a very busy week, even though there's no games this week. We appreciate you guys listening. Have a fantastic Monday. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.